Get Back Under the Covers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. It was the Greek philosopher Aristotle who said, "Hope is a waking dream." Today may be one of those days where, in the fallout of this financial crisis, you either have hope or you go back to bed. Here we go. Officially, we're in recession. That from the National Bureau of Economic Research, which in its report released yesterday cites a host of data, personal income, retail sales, the housing market. It says the economy's been tanking now for the better part of a year. Big surprise. The number of people late on mortgage payments is set to hit new highs. That's the word today from a major credit reporting agency. With that, here's Ashley Milne-Tite.
TransUnion says the delinquency rate on mortgages shot up to nearly 4% in the third quarter. For years, the rate was around 2%. The delinquency rate is the number of people who are at least 2 months behind on their mortgages. The Credit Bureau predicts that rate will be a lot higher by the end of 2009. The main reason people are falling behind in their payments is adjustable rate mortgages. Many homeowners took on those mortgages at low rates a few years ago. Those rates are now resetting, often at levels homeowners can't afford. The highest delinquency rates are in Florida, Nevada, California, and Arizona. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
For a long time, Goldman managed to avoid the kind of big losses its rivals have been seeing, Goldman Sachs. But the Wall Street Journal reports this morning it now faces a loss of up to $2 billion. The write-downs will give the investment bank its first quarterly loss since it went public back in 1999. Goldman stock is down nearly 70% this year. November car sales figures are expected in a little while. They're expected to be down by as much as a third. And meanwhile, Toyota is letting the air out of management bonuses. The company announced it is slashing bonuses by 10%. Toyota is also cutting production further in Japan. Hey, how'd that stock market fare on Recession Acknowledgement Day? Not so good. The Dow plunged nearly 680 points, about 8%. That negates, for the most part, the big gains from last week. NASDAQ and S&P 500 stocks fell sharply, too. In Asia, markets closed down, with the Nikkei dropping by more than 6%. European markets are mostly up, with the DAX leading the way at about 2%. Speaking of Europe, finance ministers from across the EU are meeting in Brussels today. They're talking about how to haul their economies out of recession. But the leaders are split over a stimulus plan there. From London, here's Stephen Beard.
The plan calls for a coordinated fiscal blitz across Europe. Tax cuts and extra public spending would pump around $250 billion into the EU economy. But there are big differences over the plan. France and Britain are in favour of it, but Germany is strongly opposed. The Germans are alarmed at Europe's ever-widening budget deficits. They don't believe that Europe should follow America's example. Katinka Barish is with the Centre for European Reform.
There are many Germans who think that the Americans are frankly mad to try to borrow their way out of trouble after the whole trouble was started by overborrowing.
Germany is by far Europe's biggest economy. Without German participation, the stimulus package seems less likely to work. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Blockbuster is going to start selling concert tickets. The video rental store chain announced today that it's teaming up with concert promoter Live Nation. About 500 Blockbuster stores will become the primary vendor for those Live Nation tickets. The company recently signed a deal with Madonna to promote her work for the next decade.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation. Online at kauffman.org.
Think about it. It is a great day anytime there's the opening of a new college campus. New York University, NYU, is looking to branch out again, but not in Albany or Rochester or Buffalo. How about Abu Dhabi? Not everyone's happy about it. Here's Sally Herships.
The Abu Dhabi campus will look similar to New York on paper, offering courses in the same degrees, but it'll look a lot more exotic on the ground. It'll share space on an island with branches of the Louvre and Guggenheim. Fortunately for NYU, the United Arab Emirates agreed to pick up the tab for the entire project. When the campus is completed in 2012, University President John Sexton hopes it will attract as many as 2,000 of the best students from all over the globe.
We I think, are making a leadership move here, not a move that's designed to emulate others. We will not admit a single student in order to meet a targeted numerical goal.
Sexton says NYU's intent isn't to rake in more money, but Professor Andrew Ross is skeptical. He's a department chair at NYU and says he's one of a number of academics who oppose the move. He says the decision to set up shop in Abu Dhabi is a sellout.
We should not be like Morgan Stanley, open to the highest bidder to be bought if the price is right.
NYU is offering professors salary increases of at least 50% to head east. Ross says recently there's been a stampede of universities moving offshore. Like corporations, he says, schools can save money by building in emerging markets. But Ross says they're racking up costs in other areas. He's concerned about the treatment of migrant workers who will be doing construction on the project.
We don't want to have NYU instructional staff teaching on a campus that is being built, like on a sweatshop model.
Una Chowdhury teaches English at NYU. She sees the initiative as an opportunity for students to get to know more about the world.
It's just vital for America and for the West in general to begin to have a much better, deeper interaction with Islamic societies.
John Sexton says it will cost as much as $100 million a year just to run the new campus. But he says that's about the same as it costs to run a college in the U.S. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.